Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network.
Good morning, everybody. This is Amuse News. I am your host, RJB. I'm the executive director of Heritage Radio Network. Thank you for joining me on this adventure through the food world. We are here. It's just me today. I wasn't sure where I was going to be today, whether I was going to be here or in New York, but I'm here at home. And so it's just me. And I wanted to use this time to update you on what I've learned recently about this city where I live, Philadelphia, and the food scene. As you probably already know, this organization, HRN, was started in Brooklyn. It has a deep history and base in New York. And that's where, you know, I go every week, and I kind of divide my time between New York and Philly. But over the past few weeks, I've had conversations with chefs, food industry professionals, nonprofit leaders, and more, and wanted to give you my take on some of the cool stuff happening in Philly. So thank you for joining, and I hope everyone's doing well. We are going to have more guests this week on Thursday and Friday. If you see things out there you think we should be talking about, let me know. Hit up Heritage Radio Network on social media or hit me up on social media. You know where to find me, especially if you're watching this. So the first thing I wanted to do is give a shout out to the Delicious City podcast. I had the opportunity to meet with Chef Eli Culp a few weeks back, which was a great conversation about the Philly food scene and some of the changes that he's seen over the past several years here. I just moved here about 4 years ago, so I'm still learning about the Philly food scene, but I'm learning a lot, and I'm eating a lot, which is fun. So I just want to tell you, like, they're if you want to take on the food scene here, Delicious City is the place to go. Eli with his two co-hosts, their idea is they created this podcast for food enthusiasts who want to hear the latest and greatest when it comes to the thrilling Philadelphia food and drink scene. Their most recent episode has Philly chef and Top Chef alum Jen Carroll and her partner Billy Riddle talking about their new Philly food tour. It's a fun listen. And if you want to hear about what's going on in the city and what's going on in the food scene in particular, then check out Delicious City Podcast. Okay, last night I got the opportunity to go to an amazing dinner that had great food, but more importantly, really, really inspiring stories. So the organization is called CCAP, Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. It's a workforce development nonprofit that provides underserved teens a pathway to success. So, okay, briefly, CCAP gives culinary job and life skill training to middle and high school students in Arizona, Baltimore, Camden, Chicago, LA, Miami, New York City, Long Island, Newark, Philadelphia, and Maryland and DC. So to date, this organization has worked with 370,000 students and awarded $71 million in scholarships. So last night's event was a celebration of their work in Philly and had the awarding of the latest scholarship. We had these hors d'oeuvres that were prepared by six chefs who are all CCAP alums. Then there was dinner where they paired three celebrated Philly chefs with their with high school CCAP students to conceptualize and execute the dishes. So the restaurants represented were Cantina La Martina, Fiore Fan Foods, and White Yak. The food was awesome. But this organization, it's really cool because in middle school, they kind of teach people, the kids, about culinary wellness skills. In high school, they have this integrated approach where they have internships, apprenticeships, mentorship, work opportunities. And last night I got to watch eight students get awarded scholarships to pursue culinary education and higher education. There was not a dry eye in the house when they were announcing these scholarships. It was really cool to see people from Delaware County Technical School, South Philadelphia High School, the superintendent of the Philly Schools was there. But it's really cool to see this nonprofit doing this work that really helps to provide more opportunities for people who want to get into the culinary arts. So CCAP, you can check out the show notes for some info, but it was really great to see and see some of these kids who really have aspirations to do things in the culinary world, getting scholarships and getting out there. If you wanted to know what the best bite I had, I posted a picture of the menu last night on social media, but there was a salmon cake hors d'oeuvre with caper mayo and pepper hash, which is made by Jamie Fahey's, who works at a restaurant called, or just finished working at a restaurant called Elmwood in Fishtown, which was really good. And there was a Swiss chard filled pasta with fontina and Parmigiano Reggiano butter. That was made by Fiore Fine Foods with a couple of the CCAP alums helping out, which was really, really great. So CCAP was doing great work. I was really happy to be able to be part of that dinner. Check them out and support them if you don't already. Okay. Philly's summer long happy hour is back. So this is 20 years running, Wednesday night happy hour initiative. It's continuing on. It's really, I guess it's sort of a little bit controversial, but anyway, it's called Sips, and they have discounts on more than 70 restaurants and bars every Wednesday. So from Wednesday from 5 to 7, June 5th through August 28th, 70 businesses are going to be offering, drink discounts, half off appetizers, and some discounts on dinner. There's a social area in Dilworth Park with a roller rink. So Wednesday afternoon for the next several weeks, we're finally getting into summer. It's hot here. It's only April 30th, but it's very hot. I'm ready. I think everyone's already ready for summer, or if they aren't, they really have no choice right now. So there's a link to that in the show notes as well. I also wanted to highlight an article that came out of Eater Philly, the best 15 cocktails in Philly. I've been to several of these spots, but now have some more targets to try. The list has some like fancy cocktails, like a caviar stuffed olive martini at the Prime Rib, but also some more kind of chill cocktails like the Paloma Milk Punch, is Blanco tequila, grapefruit, poblano, five spice, Thai basil, lime, and coconut milk. This is at R&D Cocktail Bar, which I was actually at last week. Really cool little spot in Fishtown. And so if you want to learn about having some cocktails in Philly, check that out. I think real quick, I just want to, this is not Philly specific, but I think there is a bunch of news kind of developing on the bird flu showing up in cow's milk. And I just want to talk about this briefly because it seems like there's a lot of developing info on this and that it's happening sort of quickly. So it seems like the news that the bird flu has been spreading between cows for a long time, and that some fragments of the virus might be showing up in milk on grocery store shelves. And so people are kind of, freaking out about this. But there's probably not any infectious, there's probably no, sorry, let me rephrase this. Scientists say there's probably not any bird flu viruses in pasteurized milk. It seems like there are results that show that about 1 in 5 samples contain bits of bird flu RNA, but that pasteurization should raise the milk to a high enough temperature to kill bacteria and viruses. So that is something that we should probably not be worried about. But in terms of unpasteurized raw milk, and I guess there's a question here about unpasteurized milk, but also cheese and whether there's any danger in terms of cheese, especially made from some of these raw milks. So if you're a cheese expert out there and you want to come on the show and tell me what you know about this and what we should think about this, I'll put a link to one of the articles I was reading, but we'll definitely keep following it. And I'm sure that other shows on HRN will be covering it as well, because it's an important topic. So wanted to point that out. Okay. So wrapping up our 15th anniversary tour fundraising campaign, I want to say, first of all, that we have one more thing happening, which is the auction to go to Nashville in just about 10 days. We have 2 days left of this auction. If you go to the link in the show notes, or you go to charitybuzz.com and search Heritage Radio Network or HRN or Maggie Rose, you'll see. So if you bid on this, first of all, if you win, all proceeds donate our education programs, which I've talked about at length. We're expanding our internship and fellowship programs and trying to get more people educated and prepared for the workforce, especially around audio production, storytelling, podcasting, that sort of thing. This Nashville weekend, it's coming up May 10th. We have a two-night stay at the Russell Hotel in Nashville, which is a really, really cool hotel. So two nights there, dinner for two at Nashville's Blue Aster restaurant, which is a renowned local restaurant featuring locally sourced ingredients and innovative cuisine, all while enjoying the charming ambiance and impeccable service of this beloved dining establishment. That is from them, not me, but I believe them. And then finally, an unforgettable night of live music and entertainment. This is a VIP experience at the Brooklyn Bowl in Nashville on May 10th with Maggie Rose. So you get exclusive access to premium seating, backstage tour, meet and greet with Maggie. And so all that comes with this bid on Charity Buzz. There are a bunch of people watching, and we have 2 days left in the auction, so it will go. But check that out. And again, your generosity in this allows us to keep creating this great content that's food related, but also creating more opportunities for young storytellers to be their own voices of a better food system. So I hope that everyone checks that out. And thanks again to Maggie Rose and Brooklyn Bowl Nashville and Blue Aster and the Russell Hotel. This is a really interesting and cool campaign, and we are we're in the home stretch. And speaking of the home stretch, I announced the winners of a few of the cities last week. I announced Ardmore, Asheville, and Charleston, and today I want to announce the final winners. So, okay, for Los Angeles, this is an amazing package. This is dinner at Jelena. This is a stay at the hotel that's attached to Jelena, and it's two tickets to a show at the Wiltern. Emily Pfeiffer Russell is the winner. Congrats, Emily. For New York, we have dinner at Grey Wind, awesome restaurant. I've been there, and I've talked about the chef, Dan Kluger, who's been on a bunch of HRN podcasts. He's doing amazing work. And if you don't know Grey Wind, you should. It's in Hudson Yards. And it's a really, really, it's a great meal, great experience. And the chef there is doing great things. So check that out. That is, and you know, amazing restaurant. You get also get two tickets to any show of your choice at Brooklyn Bowl. And the winner, Gail Schorsch. Congratulations, Gail. You will be dining at Grey Wind and seeing a show at the Brooklyn Bowl. And finally, for Philadelphia, that is the point of this podcast today, talking about Philadelphia. And I wanted to say a little bit about the participants in Philadelphia because I live here, but also because my friend, the chef Eli Collins, who's the chef at A Kitchen, part of the High Street Hospitality Group, really amazing restaurant group, an amazing restaurant. Eli Collins is a friend. He's a music fan like me, and we've gotten to know each other a little bit, and he agreed to send a dinner for two our way for this campaign. So thank you, Eli. Thank you, A Kitchen, for doing that. And to our friends at Brooklyn Bowl Philly, have donated two tickets to a show of the winner's choice at Brooklyn Bowl Philly. And the winner of the Philly package is Randy Cherkis. So congrats. So those are all of our winners. When you look at the show notes, please consider donating to the Charity Buzz or bidding on the Charity Buzz auction package. And if you don't, that's okay. But please consider, because all those bids and all the fundraising that we've done throughout this campaign, which has been a great success, that all goes to help fund our education programs that we're continuing to build and scale up. So we appreciate everyone helping out. I think that's it. Well, I wanted to say quickly that there's one more restaurant in Philly that I wanted to highlight. I was talking to some folks at a dinner a couple weeks ago about the James Beard Award finalists. We have one chef for the Philly area in Mid-Atlantic region, which is DC, Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, big area. We have one finalist, Jesse Ito of Royal Sushi and Izakaya in Philly. This has been on the list of the top 50 restaurants for a long time. And Jesse has been nominated before, and he's our last remaining nominee here. We'll find out at the James Beard Award in June if he wins. But Rural Sushi in Izakaya is an amazing spot as well. So I just want to give them a quick plug. Okay, so we are going to be back on Thursday and Friday with more interviews and more conversations about food, the food scene, food world. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and follow us on social and review us where you can. We'll see you back here on Thursday. Thanks so much for tuning into this this quick episode, and have a great day.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.